Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show today and spoke to Pittsburgh reporters. Highly complimentary of Zach Frazier, for one thing, Adam Crowley's West Virginia buddy, talking about how intelligent he is, and also highly complimentary of you out there. Do we have that little clip, Sean, from the McAfee show?
I love the Yinzers. I've been around them my entire career. You guys know Big Mike was on the show. There's just something special about the people from this area. You know, there's something in the water, maybe, but
rust.
But
steel. Rust,
yeah.
Body.
They just they're
E.
built.
E. coli, maybe.
They're built a little differently.
Yeah, and they love.
Man, he is playing this one very well so far, isn't he, Sean? I love it.
He knows what he's doing, and we heard that he really didn't get like a raucous response when he was out there on the field of training camp, and you know,
just sort of a polite one. Yeah, where Will Howard has been the guy who gets the raucous response.
That
right?
said, maybe stuff like this, and if he continues to play well, because I know he's had some rough practices so far, maybe that combination gets more and more Steelers fans in his corner. And you said you're starting to fall for it a little bit, maybe even too, right?
I am starting to fall for it. I have, it reminds me of when I've been at spring training with the Pirates, when you're immersed in it and I'm not even out there. I feel I can't help it. It's like when you start to get a cold. Something's coming on here and I can't stop it. Now, if you ask me right now for my prediction, it would be the usual, you know, 9-8, something like that, 10-7 with a first round blowout loss. Man, McAfee got, but, there's just that little idea that's creeping up on me that they could be better than I think, that he could be better than I think. And I can't help it. I can't help what's happening. McAfee got everybody on this thing. Got T.J. Watt. He got Tomlin. He got Rodgers.
Did not get Mark Cabali, apparently.
But not Cabali, which I'm sure is a big loss for him, right? I mean, if it came down to T.J. Watt and Cabali, you take Cabali every time. Yeah, don't you?
I would agree so, yeah.
Tomlin tells McAfee it feels pretty good having Aaron Rodgers on this football team. He gives us all great confidence. And the crowd out there is going wild today.
He's got Gene Steratore on now.
He does?
He does, yeah. Talking about rules, I guess.
Maybe he'll throw a flag while he's on there. Listen, I'm throwing a flag on the... I'm not seeing anything that's like really headline worthy, though. Are you from Rodgers? I haven't seen that.
No,
it,
I mean,
there
I think
is something.
The fact that he is so positive about his center, because we all remember what happened at the end of Big Ben's career, right? He got stuck with a center that it just was not.
Who didn't want to play center.
Yes.
And couldn't play it even if he did.
And there's, I mean, you almost take for granted that a quarterback is going to work well with a center. But when you come to a new place, it's, you know, you can't necessarily say it's going to be seamless. And so far, based on what Rodgers is saying, that's no longer a question. I think he feels confident that that's going to be a guy he can count on.
I tell you what is a question is, does Ben belong in the top 10 all time? Aaron Rodgers, I think, certainly does. This took me to a deep dive yesterday on all these top 10 quarterback lists from everybody you can think of, because myself and intern Dom, who's very adamant on certain things, argued about this yesterday.
He was ornery.
We heard Art recently say, when Ben was nominated for the Hall of Honor or put into the Hall of Honor, that Ben's a top 10 quarterback. I fully agree with that. And part of it is just the eye test. Part of it is the numbers test. And the same thing is true when we come to comparing Ben and Brett Favre. First, let me tell you, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cookin', brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group. No relation to Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers, sitting to my left. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Very hot again with a high of Lawrence Timmons, which is 94. I'm going to play golf at a very nice place today. I'm going to play it horribly, but I'm going to have fun over at Neville Wood.
What time are you going to be done?
Probably like 6:30, 7 o'clock.
There's talk of a basketball game taking place amongst some of the producers.
Where?
I'll probably have to give you
text
that information.
Yeah,
I don't
like
want
to
too
beat
many
up.
People showing up to ruin our game.
Right. I'd like to beat up on you guys.
Intern Dom
bit.
is in.
Oh, yes. I am absolutely in. I'm
throw
serious about that. I can't wait to punish him. Anyway, so there's all these debates raging about the top 10 and about Favre and Ben in particular, it seems. And the PM guys made it sound like to even bring this up, you have to be a hopeless homer to even think that Ben belongs above Brett Favre in the top 10. Can we play a sampling of that, please?
Outside of Pittsburgh, there's no other football fan who would evaluate the two careers and say that Ben was better.
None?
No one else. No objective fan would say that.
No objective.
People that also, black and white.
Yeah, people also feel like, oh, if I vote somebody against Big Ben, it's a knock on Ben. Like, no, it's not. I mean, you can still say, like we were saying yesterday, I think Ben is probably in like the top 12 to 15 of all time. I think Brett Favre is probably like top 8 or top 8 to 10.
Just to put a finer point on this, and you guys were in the right to say Brett Favre's better and to roll your eyes at this. Ben, whether you think it's fair or not, not one single MVP vote received in his whole career. Brett Favre pulled a Tom Emanski back to back to back NFL MVPs.
Okay. Come on, Malzi. There's a little bit more to the story than MVP votes and back to back to back MVPs. And I'll get to that in a minute. But them rolling their eyes, Pony saying no objective fan outside of here would even think this. Take a listen, because the savvy old news sound went deep on this one, Sean. You ready?
I'm ready.
And I sent this to Donnie Football after the show. I said, you guys made it sound like putting Ben above Favre is ludicrous. I said, I think the opposite. Now, maybe I don't think it's ludicrous to put Favre above Ben. But there's certainly a major case for Ben. Start with this, Sean. Favre had 50 more starts and nearly 2,000 more attempts. So he's obviously going to have the cumulative stats, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
I'm not necessarily a cumulative stat guy in terms of deciding arguments. Although, Ben also has some of these, which is unbelievable. All right. Interestingly, Ben and Brett Favre have the same touchdown percentage. 5% of their passes went for touchdowns. The same. Ben has a way better interception rate, only 2.5 compared to the old gunslinger who's at 3.3. And that's despite Ben having a higher career yards per attempt, 7.6 to 7.1. That's very significant. So if you want to call one of the two a gunslinger in terms of getting it downfield, it's Ben. Yet Ben has a lower interception rate and they have the same touchdown rate. Okay? You following so far?
I am following along.
All right. Now, I don't want to be esoteric anymore, so let's just get to the meat of this story. For all these people who roll their eyes, as Mulsey said, or for anyone who says no objective observer could possibly put Ben above Favre, could possibly do it. You have to be a hopeless homer to do it. Are you ready, Sean?
I'm ready.
Categories in which Ben leads Brett Favre all time. Passer rating, 93.5 to 86.0. Favre is only 49th all time. Completion percentage. Again, despite the higher yards per attempt for Ben, he completed a higher percentage of his passes. Yards per attempt. 7.6 to 7.1. Favre is only 81st all time. Win percentage, that's kind of important. 670 to 624. Fourth quarter comebacks, 41 to 28. Ben is third all time. Favre isn't in the top 10. Game winning drives, meaning last minute type things, 53 to 43. 500 yard games, 3 to none. Ben's the all time leader. 400-yard games, 12-2. Ben is fifth all-time, just behind Dan Marino. And if you're saying, oh, well, that's a different era, of course Ben had more 400-yard games. Even guys from Favre's era, even guys before Favre, like Dave freaking Craig, had twice as many 400-yard games as Brett Favre, 4-2. 6 touchdown games, 2-1. 5 touchdown games, 6-4. Passing yards per game, 257 to 237. Passes completed per game, 22-20. Rushing touchdowns, 20-14. Super Bowl appearances, 3-2. Super Bowl wins, 2-1. Playoff win percentage, playoff completion percentage, and playoff passer rating. Take that, Mulsey. Take that, Pony. Take that, Donnie. And if the comeback is, well, Favre won 3 MVPs and Roethlisberger never even got an MVP vote, you're really ignoring the story. As Mulsey would say, and he does have a way with words, you are being willfully ignorant. That's the very definition of that, because you're completely ignoring that the era in which Favre won his 3 MVPs was kind of a slow era for quarterbacks right there in the mid to late 90s. Whereas Ben had to contend with the likes of Brady, Manning, Rodgers, and Breeze for the majority of his career. And I'll give you a graphic example of that. The first year Favre won MVP, do you know who the only other quarterback to get MVP votes was, Sean?
What year was this, 97?
Wrong. Jim Harbaugh.
Captain Comeback.
Jim Harbaugh. The second year in a row that Favre won MVP, do you know who had the second most TD passes in the league? Wrong. Vinny Testaverde. Okay? And the third straight year that Favre won MVP, the guy with the second most touchdown passes was Jeff Blanking George.
He had Ron Cook's hairline as a
quarterback. So Ben, you know, he didn't have to deal with Jim Harbaugh, Jeff George, and Vinny Testaverde. He had to go Brady, Manning, Rodgers, Breeze, and all those other guys for his whole career. So let's just ignore that. Let's just ignore all of this and say you have to be a homer to say that Ben is above Brett Favre. Bull crap. He is. Thank you, Sean. Who's in tomorrow?
I think City Limits triumphantly returns.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.